The Greens have relaunched their campaign to raise benefits and to scrap all sanctions in the welfare system in their battle to reform the welfare system. Last year in the election campaign, it was overshadowed by Metiere Tude's admission to benefit fraud, which ultimately drove her to resign from the position. But the Greens' campaign for change continues. And as co-leader Marama Davidson told our political reporter Gia Garrick, she's humbled to be carrying forward Metiere Tude's work.
It was her work, it was the Green Party's strong social justice work, which is absolutely tied into our kaupapa and all of the work that we do. But we're very clear that we cannot address inequality or climate change without ensuring that people are able to live with dignity. You know, that's key. And so this is a long-standing position and passion for the Green Party, and the fact that I'm able to be part of this work alongside Jan Logie and her being able to continue to work with the Minister Kamau Sepuloni on it, you know, I'm really, really pleased that we're still able to continue this.
Just talked about working with the Minister Kamau Sepuloni. How open has this government been and receptive to the Green Party's ideas in the welfare space?
And that's why there has never been a better opportunity than right now, because of exactly that, because this current government and Minister Sepuloni shares that understanding that things have to change, that the culture of punitive approach does not work. That's why she has launched the Welfare Expert Advisory Group work, an independent look into how we can do better. And that's why the Greens have a very clear role to help with that work, to support that work, and to keep pushing for the truly progressive changes. And that's part of our independent political work that we have a responsibility to do.
So we're talking, obviously, about changes to the amount that beneficiaries receive, particularly parents, families with children, and also removing those sanctions that beneficiaries currently face in terms of meeting obligations on those benefits. How do you move this forward? Do you add incentives to perhaps move into work? How do you make having no sanctions on these beneficiaries work?
Yeah, and a whole lot of things need to happen, including combining the in-works tax credit and the family tax credit, because it's unfair that only some children miss out on the extra income support, which would really help. And that extra support is currently based on arbitrary and punitive thresholds for working hours. But also, we're going to be clear, we're asking work and income to get out of people's personal lives, because that plays a massive part in people just being able to get on with it and live with dignity and get some real pathways going for all of us helping to improve everyone's lives. So there are some real levers we can pull to make those actual changes.
Marama Davidson there speaking to Gia Garrick.